Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Psychedelics are the real deal. They can help people in need, change the world, and make a lot of money all at the same time. Welcome to Stock Talk, where we help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in emerging markets. I'm Omri Wallach, and today we're looking at a company behind one of the most impressive solutions for the ongoing opioid crisis. With a 95% efficacy rate for getting through detox, you heard that right, 95%, Universal Ibogaine is using plant-derived psychedelics to save lives. Here to talk about Universal Ibogaine and the psychedelics market is the company's chairman, Shane Nyquist. Thank you very much for joining us, Shane.
Thank you for having me here in, you know, rainy Vancouver. I think I was, you know, finished building the ark this morning. We should be able to get concrete and perfect. Continue from here.
So. If it wasn't raining, I'd be concerned, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, Shane, we have a lot to talk about here with psychedelics, so let's jump right into it. First, what is Universal Ibogaine all about?
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of history. You know, I spent a little time with a little company called Canaccord. We had a lot of fun, and I tried retiring 7 years ago, wasn't very good at it, came back, tried to do some regulatory reform, bought Jordan Capital, and the opportunity at that time was legalization of marijuana, which was a bit of a no-brainer. You're taking an illegal market and making it legal and trying to put all the pieces together to affect that. And, you know, kudos to Health Canada for what they were able to accomplish in that respect. And so we probably participated in 12 of the first 15 LPs, and you know, quite frankly, I'm looking to kind of stay out of the way of that consolidation that's going on here at the moment. So about 15 months to 2 years ago was the first time I heard the word Ibogaine, and was as skeptical as I'm sure all of your viewers are, or listeners here at the moment, because it was a rather hard thing to believe. I've watched the recovery industry for about 40 years now and wondered how anything with a 95% failure rate continues. Mm-hmm. So Ibogaine is a plant medicine that's been around for 100 years in Africa, used in boys to men ceremonies for a very, very long time. In the 90s, Ibogaine went into FDA trials with Dr. Mash and a company called Demarex, and their results were quite astounding. That was about the same time that there was a whole lot of OxyContin patents handed out to some. So without naming any names or getting into it, I think the situation speaks for itself at the moment. You're in the middle of lawsuits that are lining up that are probably going to eclipse the cigarette makers' lawsuits. And OxyContin is, you know, we have a clinic in Cancun that we've operated for north of 7 years now that has treated over 3,000 individuals, 3,700 treatment cases, so 700 of them are repeat cases, and, you know, the results are quite extraordinary. This is not a clinic, it's a mini hospital. Length of treatment is 7 to 10 days. We try and intake the people that come there, you know, 3 weeks to a month beforehand, and make sure that they have no heart problems, no mental detachment problems, or, for example, if you're a diabetic on insulin, it has some preclusions to Ibogaine. And I'm going to give you the concept that I understand, and maybe it'll help you understand. But in a nutshell, you have a neurosensor in your brain that is like a wire with insulation. When the insulation wears off that wire, that's addiction. Ibogaine acts like a sticky Prozac that readheres to that neurosensor and literally takes you back to a pre-addictive state for a period of 3 to 5 months, at which point, in my opinion, it would be appropriate to add microdosing and various other things, because the definition of sobriety is 2 years. So whatever gets you to that two-year milestone is, you know, ultimately the goal. I'd say the process is 70% scientific in what I just gave you, and 30% a hallucinogenic benefit that can reveal trauma that you don't even know you had. I also am familiar with another company called Salvation that has some pretty special people over there, and they are in the process of treating people for post-traumatic stress, variety of other things, with a lot of the nouveau hallucinogenics, psychedelics, whatever you want to call them, and the results they're achieving are extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And you're hearing that from MAPS. You're hearing that from all of the people who are, you know, been responsible for the psychedelic movement. You couldn't have done this 15 years ago because society was not ready for what I believe is a is an advanced thinking age that is going to, you know, capitalize. And I think some of the best discoveries and movements are yet to come. I think this is just the embryonic stage. You know, I've looked at the first analysis that pegs this industry at about $500 million. Mm-hmm. Well, I think those are the embryonic stages. 3 years from now, you're going to see this industry in the billions of dollars, and it's just warming up. So more on Ibogaine as we know it. You know, I've spent close to 15 months and several million dollars working with Health Canada on developing a safety protocol that will most likely become the standard for the industry in administering Ibogaine to addicts. And that safety protocol is the key to getting this advanced in a safe way. That's the most important thing in delivering this message. You know, this is not a do-it-yourself situation. If you were going to get your wisdom teeth out, you wouldn't get a pair of pliers out, go in the garage and start yanking away with no anesthetic. So if you're doing Ibogaine, you need to do it in a medically monitored environment. And that will get you what I consider is the miracle, which is getting through detox relatively painlessly in 18 hours. At that point, you're ready to deal with rehab, okay? So, and it encompasses every part of society, from doctors, lawyers, firemen, policemen, and right now it borders on what's called a pandemic, which is north of 20%. And I think you're going to find that it's higher than most people think. As such, it is also the biggest market I've ever seen in my 40-year career in the business. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, we got to these record levels over a very long period of time, and it's probably going to take a significant amount of time. You have to find a way to treat and help the people who have been subjected to addiction for whatever reason. Addiction is a $40 billion problem in Canada. If we can get 10% of addicts back to work, that's a $4 billion swing and a $4 billion reduction in healthcare costs. That's $8 billion.
Well, we've already talked about a lot, not only what makes the psychedelics market exciting, but also vital and important. The severity of the situation, like you said, can't be understated. You know, moving forward and more as to where we are now and where Universal Ibogaine is now, what's the importance of clinics and clinical trials, both for the company and the market?
Well, it's probably only the most important thing. You know, I'm not Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan will give you a pretty good example of his talks, and I love the guy, and you know, but as I said, it's a $40 billion problem in Canada. It's $400 billion in the U.S., and then there's the rest of planet Earth. And the need today is probably for 1,000 of these mini hospitals worldwide. And I don't speak Punjabi or Chinese, and you know, so the best way for us to be able to get a manageable business model to the market and help as many people as possible is through a franchising or a licensing arrangement. So we'll give you the safety protocol, we'll train your doctors, we'll give you an operational manual, and we'll help you treat the first 10 to 30 patients. The important thing is to get, you know, Health Canada on side, which they've done a lot. So has the native communities done a lot. And together, you know, check the egos at the door, let's move this needle and deal with the main problem here, mm-hmm. which is 130 people dying a day in North America. Mm-hmm. I think it's about enough. The, you know, harm reduction drugs like Suboxone and Methadone, I mean, let's be honest, they are not a cure. They're not a forward-moving situation. And in both instances, they could be worse than the underlying drug that they're supposed to be treating. Ibogaine is sitting right where it is and has the efficacy and, you know, clinical evidence is what they look for in all of this stuff. Well, here's 3,000 people we've treated. Here's the numbers, and we're happy to participate and get all of those numbers replicated here in Canada. Open the door, and let's get going, because 130 body bags a day is not an acceptable going forward solution. So Ibogaine is going to have market caps in the 25 to 50 million range pre-public. We'll be public, and we're filing an IPO. But trust me, this market is 100 times the size of the marijuana market, and psychedelics are here to stay, and this is a steamroller that is not going to stop.
Absolutely. Well, let's expand a bit on that future for Universal Ibogaine as you go from pre-public to public. Right now, you're engaged in a private placement. What does the roadmap for the company look like for the near future?
You know, this isn't a new company. You know, what you're talking about here is a whole new industry. General Motors made a lot of money selling cars, but they made more money financing the people that bought the cars. So somebody will be financing the doctors, who are the people who should be owning these clinics, and the investors behind them. So, you know, we have some plans on putting bond funds together to access that capital that doctors can use. Ibogaine is creating a market, and the underlying commodity of Ibogaine, you know, needs to be kept in a reasonably affordable space because it's an 8 to 10 year growing cycle. So synthesis is the natural progression. And it's not the first time we've done it. We did it in the 90s with synthesizing Ibogaine for the FDA trials then. So as you can well imagine, we're concentrating on making sure that paradigm doesn't get out of whack as well. And it's not an impossible task, but it is a 26-step process to synthesize Ibogaine. We have the knowledge, we have the capability. It's not, you know, rocket science, but it's going to be required to, you know, administer and operate however many mini hospitals are going to be needed. And that number, in my opinion, is in the thousands, not in the hundreds. So the opportunity in the business model is a phenomenal opportunity. And it's a bad analogy, but if you take Ray Kroc and McDonald's, they still own the first McDonald's, but Ray expanded that fast food network. Very bad analogy, but unfortunately it's the best one I can give you. And, you know, I can see where that is the best way to treat and administer and deal with a problem that is beyond pandemic steps right now.
No, absolutely. And by the way, for our listeners, The Founder on Netflix should be almost mandatory viewing for any investor at this point. Shane, talking about the market in general now, where do you see the psychedelics market heading over the next year, or rather, where does that next push come from?
Well, to try and identify another one facet of this industry is going to be education. So educate people on what all of these psychedelic potentials are, whether it's DMT, MDMA, you know, mushrooms, you name it. And I think there's going to be many, many more that we haven't even breathed a word about yet because they haven't been discovered. So education and research in the next decade are what really excite me the most because, you know, the possibilities are very vast and the ability to make this a better world is one of the philanthropic parts of why I'm doing this. That and the fact that this is the biggest market I've ever seen. So to answer your question, that area of education is a whole new industry in itself. And I think you're going to see what we have a group out of Copenhagen that is just slightly less in size than Hilton, who have 14 properties around the world. And they're quite interested in joint venturing educational psychedelic demonstrations and education at those eco-friendly locations. So if you're on holidays and you're going to go do some great snorkeling and bone fishing and whatever else, you could also have the opportunity to learn about the various psychedelics and maybe reduce some of the fear factor that still exists in, you know, prehistoric thinking.
Shane, I feel like we've kept you long enough, and you've done a fantastic job of informing us on both the company, Universal Ibogaine, and the psychedelics market in general. As we wrap our discussion here, what can you tell our investor audience interested in Universal Ibogaine right now?
You know, the worst performing sector in technology in the last 50 years, in my opinion, has been medical technology. What that computer between your ears is, you know, the same computer that's created all of these things and should have as much attention paid to it as possible in what the limits of that can achieve. To summarize that, to affect these changes and whatnot, I need a small army, but I have a pretty good hunch where I'm going to find them, all right? They're the 5% of addiction people who have managed to find solutions and have a lot to offer other people. and they are the millennium generation that is looking for their part in developing society. Well, they have an opportunity to do that through, you know, some pretty forward thinking.
Hey, as a member of that generation, as a as a representative, I feel you've seen the feedback for this has been great. And the feedback that we're hearing both in investor markets and on news headlines is great and is forward thinking.
Well, this is all about you guys. You know, we've managed to muddle things up enough. You can take it to the next level and fix a lot of problems that, you know, society's dealing with today and find a better quality of how to treat each other. This industry is yours for the taking, and, you know, we're just trying to help get it launched. And there's an awful lot of people that could welcome some, you know, good advice.
We've been speaking with Shane Nyquist, chairman of Universal Ibogaine. I'd like to thank him once again for joining us on Stock Talk today and sharing this helpful information about both the company and the psychedelics market with our Stockhouse audience. I'm Omri Wallach for Stockhouse Media, and this has been your latest Stock Talk. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.